Hi guys. Hi, good afternoon. Wow. I'm sorry, I just finished something physical. And I swear to God, it wasn't sex. Good, I'm going to cut this part out. But hi guys, welcome to my podcast. It's Deborah again. Before I forget, let me start by saying that I have like an IG page now for my podcast. It's called The Nigerian _ Podcast. Oh my God, no. The Nigerian Queer _ Podcast. That's what it means. Oh, I don't know. That's... You know what, guys? I know that, again, I'm always like this. But it's called The Nigerian Queer _ Podcast. Yes. My God, I suck at these things. Yeah, so it's good to be back. Quite refreshing. Updates are sort of... I've started my NYC stuff and life, I started coming, I went out to do some things, like really go out, Lagos and all of those things. I live here, I was born here, except when I went to, I left for Benin City to school there. But I would say that I barely knew anywhere in Lagos. I've been here all my life. So guys, I don't know any single place because, my life has always been, from my house to school when I was younger. Play around the neighborhood. I wasn't, someone that loves to go out. I did not go out or anything. So going out now, seeing all these places in Lagos, it's sort of new to me and it's scary too. But I love it. I love the new experience and I look forward to, doing that often. Yeah, oh, before I again forget, my very lovely friend, if you listened to my coming out story, he was among those people I came out to. I think the third guy I told, and it took it well. I think he was the guy that I said was walking me to the bus stop, and I told him, and he looked at me and said, like, he was waiting that, be shy, took it well, that's the point. And, that's like, well, I was still talking, clearly. But he has a podcast called Tegas Kutz Podcast. Tegas Kutz Podcast. Tega, T-E-G-E, Tega. Scoot, S-C-O-O-T, then podcast. It's lovely. It talks about lifestyle, entertainment, music, sports, all of those things. Like, he's super, very interesting. So, guys, please listen. Listen, at least. Try it and tell me what you think. But having said that, I might be on his podcast. He talked about having me on. So, it's a very inclusive, podcast. So that would be fun. So guys, please, Tegas Kutz Podcast, please try and do that for me. So coming out, they just passed a couple of days ago. I did not even know, my God. If I tell you guys that I'm not even like, I have to be a better lesbian, in terms of how, I don't know the things that I miss out on, I try to. Sometimes as queer people, some people, I feel like, I'm not gonna say that, but I just don't know how belonging to a community and participating, I feel some type of way about that. I still like my space, I still like my privacy, but when I can't, and I'm not trying to really use that to my advantage anytime, but I'm just trying to say that I don't want to. I'm just trying to balance everything, that's my point. So I missed out on that, and that's sad. But who cares? Like, it doesn't matter. Coming out is everything. You could come out many times and you could talk about your coming out, whatever, anytime. But that day was set aside to celebrate, people that have, that have been out or that have, that are out, and they talked about that. I saw even a video, on Twitter, people sharing their coming out stories and how they came out to their loved ones. Very emotional. But basically, I'm not going to talk about my coming out story because I have already. It was even in two parts and lots of you listened and loved it. So, but I'm going to talk about, it's been like maybe 3 years, now that I've been out, like really out. And I would love to, say that it's, I want to talk about what that has been like for me and tell you guys the ups, the downs, the in-betweens, that's one thing sometimes I look back, I'm like, wow, I've come a long way, and I am always, I'm so happy, though it's not been easy, to be honest, but at the same time, it's been refreshing, it makes me feel lighter, I am much more myself, you know. And I'm not saying this to spite, you know. It's just, if you're still in the closet, if you're still looking for your, you know, your time to please take your time. Do not be talked into, do not be pressured, do not be persuaded, do not be convinced, do not be blackmailed. Don't be, you know, don't do it at your own convenient time. Even if you don't do it at all, it's still fine. Like, don't let anyone tell you what to do or how to do it. Do it when you feel like you want to. Very important. Some people have fallen into the hands of peer pressure and they did this at the wrongest time and to the wrongest people, and it costs them a lot, you know, mental health issues and all of those things. So please, I know you see people doing it now, it's becoming trendy, but do not lose focus, okay? Know where you are, know what you're doing. Come out where you know you want to. That's very, very important. I mean, I'm happy that I took my time. It was when I wanted to, even though there were circumstances, but I still made a choice of saying, okay, I want to, and I did. And that has been, you know, something else. What must I say? You know, I mean, to be fair, like, if I were to describe my whole thing now, like coming out with one word, I would say freedom. You know, I would say I'm now free. I'm now like, wow, it's I'm sorry, it's just sometimes I think about how it was exhausting, you know. I was suffocating all by myself. It was just me and no one knew, just me in the whole world. If I look back or I think about that experience, I don't want to be there again. I it scares me to hell. Like, I never want to go back there again. I never want to lie about who I am or hide myself so much that I begin to lose parts of myself. You know, I have a lot to say, you know, a sharp mouth, basically. You know, in my head, there's so many thoughts I have. They're crazy ones mostly, but they are thoughts and they're my thoughts. And I want to talk about all of these things and share them with people. But then I couldn't, you know, I couldn't be that person. I couldn't be as open as I wanted to. So coming out gave me freedom, you know. And I'm never going to take that for granted or lose that again. And I'm not even there yet. I'm not completely, like, I'm still, it's, you know, I feel like coming out, it's never like, it's still a one-time thing. You do it in layers, step by step, to different people at different time, different places and everything. So, but for me, that's huge. First leap changed my whole life. You know, I never would have had a podcast now, or now even when I talk to people, how knowledgeable I am, you know. Really, I'm not like completely, but at least, you know, about queer things, that I have all the tools, almost all the tools to defend myself about how, about the hate that people spill sometimes, you know. Sometimes I've grown, you know, much more thicker skin. Sometimes it still gets to me, homophobia I'm talking about, but now I know what I am, I know who I am. I'm very, you know, the confidence and everything, it's the confidence and everything, it's amazing. So yeah, so one word is freedom, if I were to, you know, to and I'm so happy, and I'm just like really smiling because I know how much it took. Like, I know the things I lost before I was able to claim that thing, that part of myself. And yeah, I'm free now. If I wanted to talk about the things I, you know, the price that I had to pay, or what I've lost in the process, you know, I've lost some friends, you know, some people stopped, you know, talking to me, you know, and I lost my faith in God. Was it what it was? I lost I think basically friends, and sometimes I still have to be a bit more self-aware and on the defense, you know. Sometimes that happens, you know. If you want to say something to me, you have to work your thing to say, because I could just come off as being defensive and sometimes, you know, crazy. sometimes, and I you know, but it's what it is. So just basically friends and my faith, my belief, those are the two things that I did lose, and I'm not even like sad about it. I mean, if you wanted to be in my life and you call yourself my friend regardless of anything, you should stay. But if you chose to leave because of that, and that's on you, it's not my problem. And I don't want to serve or believe in a God that doesn't like my person or my kind of people, you know. So it's just simple. I'm not saying God is bad or whatever. I'm saying that he doesn't like me, and I don't have to like him back. So that's how I feel about the whole thing. But friends, I would say that I'm happy. I'm happier. In terms of my love life or my relationships, the fact that I'm out, I don't want to be with someone that is still struggling. And I don't know if that's a bad thing or not. I'm not saying anyone should, but I'm saying that I just don't want to, because it's I don't want to go back to that place again. So if I'm with you, I don't expect that you hide me, or you're like, you're still trying to figure things out, you know. Do it at your own pace, in your own time. Some people want to be going that journey with you, while others feel like they don't have to, and I don't have to, you know. To like, we're being selfish people. We're just saying that sometimes it's a lot. And so this confidence, you know, when I meet, and it's just, you know, in Nigeria, very few people that are like myself, that are actually like sort of very visible, and you know. And so when you meet people, most times they're like still in the closet or not sure and all of those things. And I've had to be the person that, you know, and so you barely meet people that are like very, you know, out there. And that sort of limited my, you know, in markets, if I wanted to buy stuff, so that it has limited my goods. So I barely see people that are like very outspoken and know what they're really about. So that's that. I'm not complaining, I'm just pointing it out. But yeah, I hope to be with someone that knows, and you're sure, and you're as loud as me, you're not ashamed of anything, you've figured everything out, you know what you are doing, and you know what you are. I want to do everything to make my life easy, you know, because the kind of life I want, I've said before, I don't want this big and, you know, luxurious or whatever. I just want a very simple life with simple things and simple people, clarities, you know, certainties, you know, specifics and all of these things. And I want someone that has same feelings, you know, about all of these things. They're very important to me. Just know what you're doing and we're good to go. But yeah, that's been something that sometimes it's limiting, you know, people you talk to and someone is still struggling and you're like, okay, I've been here, I sympathize with you, but I don't think I want to be a part of that. And that, no one should make you feel bad for that, guys. Trust me. Everyone has to find themselves. And I feel like some people find themselves with other people. You know, why some people, they do it alone. I did mine alone. I did not have to drag anyone in to do that, because sometimes it's stressful for the other person. And I had to like say, okay, it has to be just me. And now that I'm, you know, I know what I'm looking out for. And but coming out, you know, so far, it's been fair. It's been fair. I like where I'm at now. I like the things that I'm doing, as far as I'm concerned, and the things that matter to me. I like the fact that I'm choosing the kind of life I want, and I'm living it the way I want. You know, I like the fact that no one is dictating my life for me. I like the fact that I'm not hiding or lying, and you know, every time. And I like the fact that I am living in my authentic self. You know, all of these things, I love them so much. And I wish it wasn't as hard as what we have. I'm not saying it's but it's what we have, so we have to make do with it. And I'm trying my best every day to push and be happy. You know, guys, so I don't know if I said trash or if that resonated with anyone, but I just wanted to share that with you guys. And happy coming out month. It's not going to be dating month. If you're still, you know, I wish us all the best, and I hope that we'll find happiness wherever it is that we are, and whatever it is we're looking for. I hope we find happiness either in the world or in other people or in ourselves. All right, guys. Bye.